KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, moderate snow is forecast today for elevations above 4,000 feet in the Sierras. A winter weather advisory is now in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for the Sierra Nevada above 4,000 feet. According to the National Weather Service, a few inches of snow is possible down to the 3,000-foot elevation. 2 to 4 inches of snow is likely at 3,500 feet. Now, the total snow accumulations above the 4,000-foot elevation could range from 5 inches to a foot and a half. Plan on slippery road conditions, be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibility, and use caution when driving.
Well, the Amador Board of Supervisors approved the first reading of a noise nuisance ordinance for residential areas of the county. The new law, written after the supervisors ordered the withdrawal of a proposed ordinance to regulate short-term rentals, as being too restrictive. Now, the ordinance will allow the county, either through law enforcement or code enforcement, to cite offensive noises, first with warnings, then with fines that increase with the number of offenses. Now, the sound regulations apply from 10 in the evening till 7 in the morning. Farming activities are exempt from the ordinance, and authorities will have the discretion to determine what sounds are a nuisance and what are not. The new ordinance requires a second reading, then goes into effect in 30 days.
And the Ione City Council elected a new mayor at its meeting last night, as well as approving two new measures intended to improve staffing of the city's police department. Diane Ratton was elected as mayor, and Stacy Rhodes was elected vice mayor, both on unanimous votes of the council. Now, this will be the first time in these positions for each. The council also approved a pair of measures to improve staffing within the police department. First, the council created a new reserve officer position to help fill in when full-time officers are out sick or on vacation or otherwise absent. Second, the council approved a new city program where the city will sponsor a prospective police officers' academy. Once the candidate completes their training in the academy, they will then become a sworn officer with the city. The city has had trouble recruiting new officers to fill the additional position funded by the Buena Vista Casino.
Well, now that Cal Fire has transitioned out of peak fire season, here's a quick recap of fire statistics for 2019. Statewide, 5,642 fires burned 128,843 acres within Cal Fire responsibility area. Now, while the Amador El Dorado unit responded to 246 more fire incidents this year than in 18, according to Diana Swart, public info officer for the Amador El Dorado unit, the total acres burned in the AEU this year, 527, opposed to 1,897 in 2018. Swart says there are several contributing factors to back up this statistic. For example, higher percentage of fuel moisture due to ample snowpack and late drenching rains. Also, public education. AEU conducted several town hall meetings last winter to teach the public about fire prevention and defensible space. And a major factor, increased resources. The AEU gained 14 more personnel and a new engine in the unit, and with the opening of the Buena Vista Casino Fire Department, gained 27 additional personnel, two engines, and two battalion chiefs, which doubled the AEU battalion coverage throughout the unit. Swart added that Cal Fire's goal to contain 95% of all ignitions to 10 acres or less by dispatching an aggressive initial attack. This includes a high dispatch of ground and air resources.
Well, yesterday morning around 8 o'clock, fire crews were called to a chimney fire along the 1400 block of Williams Road in Pioneer. Upon arrival, fire crews contained the fire to the flue without damage to the two-story home. As we head into the cooler season, this story serves as a reminder for homeowners to always have their chimneys properly cleaned and inspected by a professional.
And step up your gift giving by stopping by Amador Arts and creating your own gift tags. From now until Friday, between 2 and 6 in the evening, Amador Arts will supply paper, die cutters, embossers, and glue for anyone looking to personally make their own gift tags. The workshop is open to the public and free of charge for anyone who wants to take advantage. Visitors are only expected to supply their own creativity and enjoy the gift-giving process with members of the Amador Arts Council. You can find the workshop at the Amador Arts Building in the Motherlode Plaza, 617 South Highway 49, here in Jackson. For more info, visit amadorarts.org or call them 256-8166.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's right. Santa Claus. He's coming to town with the Jackson Fire Department tonight. Santa will begin his rounds around 6 o'clock. Tonight, Santa will visit Westview Drive, Argonaut Lane, Mariposa Avenue, Argonaut Drive, Spun Road, and Hoffman Street, basically in the High School Hill area. Again this year, Santa's Patrol will also be collecting canned food for the Interfaith Food Bank to help those in need. All right, that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center. Who are you?
J.D. Geedy.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news 24 hours a day on our website, kvgcradio.com, along with traffic and weather.